Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes. Ever feel like you're constantly battling this invisible monster called anxiety? Like it's creeping up on you, whispering doubts in your ear, making every decision feel like a monumental risk. You're not alone. Trust me, I get it. We all face fear and anxiety at some point. It's a natural human response. But what if I told you that there's a powerful tool right within your grasp, a weapon against those anxious thoughts, a way to reclaim your power and step confidently into the world? That tool is something called positive affirmations. No, I'm not talking about some cheesy self-help mantra that feels out of place. We're going deep here, folks. Positive affirmations are like tiny little seeds of change you plant in your mind. They have the power to rewire your thinking, challenge those negative beliefs, and build a foundation of strength and resilience. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you overcome fear and anxiety with the power of positive affirmations. 1. Be specific. Vague affirmations like "I am happy" don't always pack the punch we need. Think about the specific fears that are holding you back. Maybe it's public speaking, asking for a raise, or even just leaving your comfort zone. Craft affirmations that directly address those fears. Instead of "I am confident," try "I can deliver a powerful presentation with clarity and poise." See the difference? Present tense power. When crafting your affirmations, use the present tense as if what you're saying is already happening. Instead of "I will overcome my fear," say "I am overcoming my fear." This shifts your mindset from hoping to knowing, which can be incredibly empowering. 3. Feel it to be it. Just saying the words isn't enough. You need to truly feel them. Visualize yourself succeeding, experiencing that sense of calmness and confidence. Feel the emotions associated with overcoming your fear. This powerful combination creates a strong neural connection in your brain, making those affirmations stick. Consistency is key. Think of positive affirmations like exercise for your mind. You need to do it regularly to see results. Make a habit of repeating your affirmations several times a day, especially when you're feeling anxious or stressed. You can write them down, say them out loud, or even meditate on them. 5. Don't give up. Let's be real, sometimes those negative thoughts are stubborn. They might try to creep back in and tell you affirmations don't work. Don't listen. Keep practicing, keep believing, and keep pushing forward. You have the power to change your mindset, one affirmation at a time. Okay, imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work, and your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and you feel like everyone is staring at you with judgmental eyes. That familiar wave of anxiety starts to wash over you. But then you remember those powerful affirmations you've been practicing. You take a deep breath, repeat, "I'm calm, I'm confident, I have prepared well," and visualize yourself delivering that presentation flawlessly. Suddenly, the room feels different. You feel more grounded, your voice sounds steadier, and your mind is clear. You nail the presentation, impressing your colleagues and receiving positive feedback. So remember, folks, fear and anxiety are like uninvited guests. They can show up at any time. But with the right tools, you can politely ask them to leave. Positive affirmations are the key. They give you the power to choose how you react, to build resilience, and to confidently step into the world, ready to face whatever challenges come your way. Never underestimate the power of your own mind. It's a powerful force, capable of shaping your reality. Believe in yourself, embrace those affirmations, and watch as your life transforms. Now go out there and make something amazing happen. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with someone who needs to hear these words today. Until next time, stay stark, stay strong, and keep rocking it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.